Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, where hope finds you. We invite you to enjoy and listen and be a part of a place where love welcomes you, peace will surround you, and the presence of God is already present. We invite you to bring your problems, bring your pain, bring everything that you deal with in this world. But when you listen, allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Through our ways of reaching you, whether it's our weekly broadcast, whether it's our podcast, or whether it's something that you hear during the week or our weekly broadcast, we invite you to allow the Spirit of God to romance your ears and love on your heart. We don't take it for granted that you tune in to us, but we want to take this moment to just tell you right now, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Whatever time of day it is, you're here listening to us on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. I am your host today, Lady Quarterback. Minister Kim is out on assignment. We thank God for her. We thank God for this vision and the opportunity to be able to share insight, to inspire, to teach, and to develop healthy families globally with the information that we provide. We don't take this assignment lightly at all, but we delight and what God has entrusted us with. So I thank you for listening in, whatever time you're listening in. I thank you for getting up this morning to tune in to see what we have for you today. I hope you all had a wonderful week. I had a wonderful week, just full of opportunities and visions flowing. So I thank God for that. And if you have anything, if you have anything that's going on or you would like to let us know about you, feel free to inbox us at The Morning Glory IBO Hope on our Facebook page. We'll be sure that our administrators get the message forwarded on, and we do, you know, what we need to do. This is a community development organization. And it's not just in New York or Baltimore. It could be in California, Alabama, Nevada, Phoenix, North Carolina, anywhere across the globe, because that is the joy of having internet. It's like internet. You know, we're not like the disciples anymore. We can reach anybody with a message. We can reach anybody that has a connection or a cell phone. So that's the joy. So we won't leave you out. We'll be sure to spread your information using our vehicle. This is a community, and you're a part of our community. And we appreciate you for tuning in, supporting, and joining in. So if you have anything that's going on, wherever you are, feel free to reach out to us, inbox us, email us, you know, and give us your information. We want to make sure that, you know, we share that with the rest of the community and the globe, all across, all around the world. So we want to make sure we get that information out because that's so important for developing communities all over. So today, when I tell you we got a good show today, we got a good show today. If you know, if you don't know, it's Domestic Violence Month. October is Domestic Violence Month. And this is something that has begun to blossom in my spirit and become near and dear to me. You know, just kind of opening my eyes to a lot of things that I have experienced personally in the past and just becoming more and more aware of. Domestic violence isn't just physical abuse. It's emotional abuse. It's mental abuse. So it's not just the abuse that you can see. And from what I'm learning, the abuse that you can't see does more harm than just putting MAC makeup over a bruise or kind of making excuses for those physical things. So today we have a wonderful guest, Ms. C.E. Anderson, who's going to be on with us. And she's going to share, she's going to teach, enlighten, inspire us, and help a lot of us that may be in that situation, or we may know someone in that situation. So if you're on the line and we open the lines up, or you need to say something, feel free to say something, because we want everyone to really, really understand domestic violence, because it's too rampant and it's not diminishing. It's not getting any smaller. So we're going to talk about that today. First, we're going to talk, I'm going to read a quote, Maya Angelou. "I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. There's no greater agony than burying the untold story inside of you. So if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude." That's deep, and it's so befitting with today's show. So after this, we're going to ask our guests to come on, and we're going to dive right into our interview today. Well, today's topic is When Loving You Is Wrong, with our guest today, C.E. Anderson. We'll be right back after this.
Everybody with one loud voice, Lord, we rejoice.
Lord, we rejoice.
In the power of your name.
The power of your name.
In the power,
in the power of your name.
And right now, today, we make a choice,
we make a choice
to voice our opinion.
Your name,
your
name is great.
We proclaim your dominion yesterday, today, and forever the same. In the power of
your name.
Ooh, oh Lord.
In the power of
joyful and truthful. We rejoice in the power of your name. Awesome. Well, we're back. We're back with today's topic, When Loving You Is Wrong. It is me, your host for today, Lady Quarterback, filling in for Minister Kim, and she's out on assignment, but stay tuned because, she's like, you never know what's going on this show. As Radio Angel always say, this is reality radio. So I wouldn't want to miss anything, because anything will be liable to happen on here when it's real, live, and uncut, unedited, untouched, uncut, just straight, just bloopers and all, just all of it. But today we're going to talk about a very serious topic, domestic violence. And today's title and theme is When Loving You Is Wrong. We have our guest on today, Ms. C.E. Anderson. She's a survivor. She educates, informs, and empowers others from a place of authenticity. See, live radio, with the hopes of bringing awareness and healing to those touched by sexual and domestic violence. She provides speaking engagements and facilitates trainings, as well as individual counseling and motivational mentoring. With that being said, Ms. C.E. Anderson, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Good. I can hear you. If you could speak up just a little louder, that would
sure.
be great. Yeah, we want to make sure we hear everything that you have to say and share with us on this morning. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for coming
Thank
on the show.
You.
Yeah, joining us this morning on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We appreciate you. We don't take your time and your insight for granted. Domestic violence. I don't even know where to begin. With that, because it's so what I've learned for me, kind of like thinking about it, and as it's becoming more and more in depth, because like I said earlier, it's not just physical violence. Thinking about it, I realized that I myself have been a survivor of a form of domestic violence, as in emotional abuse.
Yes. Yes. Just as you said, it's not just physical. Physical is probably the most visible, but it's definitely not only physical. It can be emotional, just as you've experienced, financial. It can also be sexual abuse. It comes in many, many forms, but of course the physical, because you can see the bruises and you know you're actually being hit and assaulted, that is probably the most recognized form of intimate partner violence.
And as I learn more and more about trauma, I've dove into this field of trauma. I'm in school now to become a family and an individual counselor through human services. And I did a trauma training and learned more and more about trauma. It explains a lot about adults, because trauma usually happens. I'm dealing with children that are in foster care and that are in the system, if you will. And they were saying how subtle trauma come in, because it disrupts the development of the child. And as I'm sitting in training, I'm thinking about adults, like how they react and respond to certain things. And we are in, of course, like I said, domestic violence month. It explains like a lot of that whole cycle is together. That whole cycle kind of correlates and kind of partners together. And then you have these different epidemics of different forms of violence and manifestations of trauma. So you mentioned emotional, mental, verbal. But can you give us an example of each type of domestic violence? I think that would help a lot of our listeners, because we can be in an abusive relationship and not even know that we're in an abusive relationship, because it doesn't look or identify like something that we may, you know what I mean, that we may tie it
into. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And in my book, Love Tap, Red Flags of an Abuser and How to Get Out, I detail the different types of abuse for that very purpose, because many people that are actually in these relationships or in these situations, they have no idea that if he's not hitting me, then I'm safe. So, but they believe that if he's not hitting me, I'm safe. Or if she's not smacking me, it's I'm safe, it's okay. So, for instance, sexual abuse, if you're in a relationship, whether it's cohabitation or whether it's an actual marriage, you are not obligated in the physical sense to have sexual relations if you don't want to. It's your body, it's your choice, it's your decision. And if someone forces you, forcing can mean they're pressuring you, they're guilting you into sexual intercourse or sexual activity without your permission or you're going along with it. They are physically forcing you to have sexual relations. Any type of coercion or pressure or force, or you just not wanting to do it and your decision not being honored by your partner, is sexual assault. I've had a client that was literally raped by her husband every day of their marriage before she was able to sleep. So that's just one instance of the sexual abuse and how it can manifest. Emotional abuse, many, many women that I talk to say, my husband or my spouse, my partner, withheld affection. Withholding affection, emotional abuse, that is a form of domestic violence. And then you also have financial abuse. So that can mean that the one partner forces the other or prevents the other from working, from earning an income, from having access to their income, or having to account for every dollar of the income that they make. So that is financial abuse. And then psychological, which is probably the most subtle of all, because you can hear someone calling you a name and know, okay, it's not okay, or you can justify it. But the psychological component, it's very, very strategic. This is what I detail in my book, Love Tap. In psychological abuse, the perpetrator is very, very tuned in to the weaknesses of their prey, of the potential victim. And they look for signs of past trauma that this person may have experienced, or areas in their upbringing, just like you mentioned earlier, that childhood trauma, which can really set the tone and the trajectory for abuse later in life. They're very good at deciding what tools will work on that person upon the abuse that they've experienced. So you might find that you are dating this individual or married to this individual, and they know your past. They know that you've been abused, neglected, molested, maybe even abandoned as a child, and they will use those things against you, knowing that you don't want to be left again, that if you don't do what they want you to do, they're going to threaten to leave, or that's why your father molested you, or you're no good, or doing things that will manipulate and work situations out in their favor. Manipulation, the word says that manipulation is like witchcraft. So they're going to use those types of tools to get that individual in a place where they can actually be physically abused later, and then they draw on the pity that they maybe have shared with you, which prevents the person from leaving, even if the abuse is not physical or very visible on the surface to other people. It's still psychological.
And you said the key word that I was getting ready to say is manipulation. If anybody, or if you feel manipulated in a relationship with anyone, please know that that's not love. Love does not manipulate at all. And I was going to ask you that question and just kind of get your feedback on that. So one of the key signs of, or red flags, or spidey senses, as I call them, where my spidey senses mm-hmm. get the tingling. Mm-hmm. If I feel that I'm in a relationship where I'm being manipulated, then mm-hmm. that could be a possibility, not saying that it is, but a possibility mm-hmm. that I'm in some form of an abusive relationship.
That's correct. So you have to consider a couple of factors as to whether or not through manipulation is going on. So maybe you're trying to express your opinion about an issue or your opinion about a subject, and you find that in every instance he comes out on top, or your view isn't validated, or in an instance where you have to kind of watch what you say. You may be walking on eggshells and have to be very considerate of this individual's feelings or opinions, so you kind of shrink or cower. That's manipulation. You might even find yourself in a place where you are doing things and you're not quite sure how you got there. Well, how did I give him my whole paycheck? Or you find yourself, well, this time I'm going to do this. And when that situation arises again, you've fallen back into the pattern that they're used to. So being very aware of whether or not your opinion is being valued, your wishes are being honored, you're free to make choices or free to make decisions without repercussions, you aren't guilted into acquiescing or going along with their wishes. A very great sign of that is, even though this individual is hurting me, I don't want to get them in trouble. I hear that so often. I was watching an interview with Miss LA, the R&B songstress from back in the day, and one of the things that she said that really rang true was with her relationship with Dr. Dre and Suge Knight, she never called the police because she didn't want them to get in trouble. So that's where I go back to pulled on the heartstrings. Very early in the relationship, he told her, I've been hurt in some kind of way. I don't want you to be like these other people. A very good example of that, and I go back to this all the time because it was so clear in the movie What Love Got to Do With That, documented Tina and Ike Turner's relationship and marriage and subsequent divorce, was when Ike says to her, when they first meet, before they ever are intimate and form the soul tie, he says to her, I've been abandoned my whole life. I make people famous and they leave me. Nobody cares about me. And her response immediately was, I will never leave you like the other people did. Literally kept her shackled and bound in that marriage for 20 years. She said, I know what it's like to feel that way. I don't want to be the cause of that pain for him. And he was already planting the seed that he would later harvest to keep her chained and to keep her connected, even with broken bones, even without access to finance, even while her children are secondary victims from watching this abuse affecting their normal development. That pity and that manipulation is what keeps a person here. I do a training for businesses and physicians and doctors called Just Leave Already. That's what society tells us. Society says if you're being harmed and you don't like it, then you leave. Nobody likes to be abused. Nobody likes to be degraded. Nobody likes to be. But if you get somebody's mind, then you have everything else that follows.
So the next question that I have, or let's talk about, you know, kind of dialogue this with about this on a little bit. So we're talking about how, you know, people plant those seeds and the manipulators or the manipulation tactics. And manipulation is just, here I look, I did a Google, because if you know me, you know I'm going to look at some definitions. It says skillful or artful management. It's pretty much what manipulation is. I'm going to look up manipulate in a second. But when you say that, like, if I'm entering into a relationship and I'm kind of digging someone and I want them to know about me and I say those type of things, my intentions right off is not to be an abuser or not to manipulate. I'm just trying to, you know, get have a person to understand, you know, where I'm coming from and, and you know, who I am and what made me to be what and who I am today. So when we talk about the abusers, do you think, and this is just you, I'm just asking your opinion, do you think a person start off intentionally in a relationship setting out to do these forms of abuse on someone, or is it just habit forming because of, you know, because of their trauma and their damage?
You just asked a key question. In my book, Love Tap, at lovetapbook.com, I have a chapter called Two Types of abusers. And your question was, do they, you know, I just kind of want to know about this person we're dating, et cetera, et cetera. That's kind of a threefold question. Just one, dating requires a level of trust in order to disclose. That's something that we could talk about in the latter. But there are two types of abusers. So there is the sociopathic abuser, which is a personality disorder, antisocial personality disorder. Sometimes it's coupled with narcissism. So that is a lifelong disorder that is quite dangerous. That's the first type of abuser.
Uh-huh.
This abuser is, number one, he's sick. You would not know it. They're very charismatic, very intelligent. A lot of CEOs and high-powered officials have this disorder because they don't have the ability to attach to individuals emotionally or empathize, putting themselves in someone's situation. So they're usually in a relationship purely for gain. They don't like to lose.
Uh-huh.
The other type of abuser, and that is sociopathic abuser, comes into the relationship because he's already targeted. By the time he asks for your phone number or she asks for your number, they've already targeted. So it's already too late. The second kind of abuser is what we call the wounded abuser. So maybe he had a couple of rough breaks in life. Maybe he's seen abuse, or he maybe has seen someone in his household as a child being abused, and he's taken on that role. He has some unresolved issues. So he thinks that if you love somebody, this is what you do. That is more likely to be corrected not by the spouse or partner, but by them seeking help and wanting to have in-depth mental health care.
Uh-huh.
Not anger management. You don't manage anger. It's still there. You're not gonna manage
right.
We're going to get rid of it. Anger management does not work, people. I hope you hear me on that one.
Right.
Because
it's not an anger problem.
Because
it's not an anger problem.
And I'll tell you what the number one cause of abuse is. The abuser. It's not anger. It's not drugs. It's not financial strain. Abuse is a choice.
Wow.
It's the abuser's choice.
Wow. With that being said, we're going to go to a break. I want you all to kind of think about that a little bit, everything that we've said. And we'll be right back after this.
Are you looking to get started in real estate, but not sure how or where to start? Join me and many others at Getting Started in Real Estate. This community is not just for newbies. It's for the seasoned investor, too. In the world of real estate, there is much to learn at all stages of your business. Join us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Getting Started in Real Estate. Let the learning begin. This message is brought to you by Angel Power Holdings.
If you're getting started in real estate or you're interested in real estate, please, please, please go to the page and like it. You'll get some very useful information. It has intrigued me a lot, and I wasn't even into real estate until I kind of linked up with the organization and company, and very insightful, very, very insightful. With that being said, coming back, talking to Ms. C.E. Anderson, and we're talking about domestic violence. We're talking about how subtle it can be, the different forms of domestic violence, because you can be in a domestic abusive relationship and not even know it. One of the key things we spoke about before we went to commercial break was manipulation. So if you're in a relationship where you feel manipulated, that's not love. That should be the number one sign. So, and don't take it for granted. Don't think he or she, because it's not just men that that are abusers. It's also women. Don't take it lightly. They had a bad day, or you know, she's getting ready to start her monthly, or any of those different excuses that we use, because we do make excuses for certain things in our relationships or justify certain things in our relationships for ourselves mostly. I think it has nothing to do with the individual, but that's a whole nother show. You know, start to really think about that. You know, if you feel manipulated once, that's a red flag for me. And then if it continues, then get out of the relationship, terminate the relationship as soon as possible, because it's a 95% chance that you are involved in an abusive relationship, and it's not healthy for the victim nor the abuser. You know, we talk about the abuser all the time, but we're also, I mean, the victim all the time, but what I'm learning about trauma is that it's also the abuser that has a problem, you know, that needs to seek help. And as Ms. C.E. Anderson stated, don't get anger management class, because it's not an anger problem. It's a psychological problem. It's not anger. It's not because you're mad all the time or you're enraged. No, it's something psychological. So earlier I said I was going to look up the definition of manipulate, and the definition is a verb. It's a doing thing, and it's to handle or control, typically in a skillful manner. Control or influence a person or situation cleverly and unfairly. Also, I looked up the word domestic. When we hear about domestic violence, we usually think relationship, you know, male, female, man, woman. But please know that it is just relating to the family or household, anything household related. So if you're in a household with your mother or father and they're doing these type of manipulative things to you, you are in an abusive relationship with your parent. I know that sounds crazy, but it's the reality of it. And from what I'm learning and what I see is that's where it starts, and that's how the abuser is born, you know, out of being in a household. We're going to go a step further. If you're roommating with someone and you're in this household, and there are forms of manipulations, it's an abusive relationship. Period. Emotionally, financially, what else we say? Mentally, controlling. It's an abusive relationship. You, as the victim or the identifier of these key things that we've talked about and that we're going to talk about a little bit more, need to take the steps, remove yourself from that situation. Period. And this is, 2016, you know, we have everything that's going on in the world. The youth appear to be out of control. There are police officers shooting innocent people. We got clowns running around terrorizing communities. You know, we need to be more open, more honest, and more truthful about the topics that we talk about. No more general topic talking. If you will, no more general topic talking. So today, when we're talking about when loving you is wrong, talking about domestic violence and domestic abuse, I want to make sure we cover everything that can possibly be covered. Now, I don't know if anyone has ever said that, but that's what came up in my belly as we began to talk about domestic violence and domestic abuse. And even as I kind of evaluate my own past relationships and current relationships to kind of recognize these triggers, I want to make sure I got all my bases covered, because I don't no longer want to be a victim. So, Ms. C.E. Anderson, do you have anything else you would like to add to, you know, some of the things that we've talked about?
I do. I think that you brought up a very valid point. Earlier, I was speaking specifically about intimate partner relationships. That means your spouse is being intimate with. But like you said, you brought up a very valid point. It's that domestic violence means domestic. It means the household. So your abuser can be a roommate. Your abuser can be a parent. Your abuser can be a child. Your abuser can be a sibling. I have treated clients practicing as a therapist that have been in each of those situations. They've all ended up in shelter, being abused by a parent, being abused by, I once had a woman that was being physically abused by her roommate, but she was black and blue all over. Being punched in the face by a parent was another client. Sometimes it can be a mother who is being abused by her adult sons. I find a lot of, especially in the African-American community, we're caring for our adult male sons that are mentally and psychologically ill, considered domestic violence. So I'm thankful that you brought that up. And then if someone is considering fleeing and you aren't sure where to turn, the National Domestic Violence Hotline, 1-800-799-SAFE, is a great place to start to make that first.
Can you repeat that one more time just so that our listeners can get that information?
The number is also on my website. That's lovetapbook.com, lovetapbook.com. And you can find it at the very top of my website. It's 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 7233. That's the National Domestic Violence Hotline, and they can point you to resources regardless of where you are located geographically. So that is a great resource to jot down or even pass on to other people that you feel may be in need of assistance.
Wonderful, wonderful. We've covered a lot of different topics on this morning as it relates to domestic violence, domestic abuse, relationships, the abuser, the victim. This interview can go on and on and on in depth, but we want to make sure we give our host a little time to let us know how to contact her. I know she just mentioned her website, but if we had any more other questions or needed to reach out to you, is there information that you can give to us that we may, you know, our community may be able to reach out to you and just kind of, you know, run those things by you?
Absolutely. My website is lovetap.com, or you can find me on Facebook, C. Anderson, C-E, that's one word, C. Anderson. I have my personal page, and then you'll see my page that says C. Anderson, therapist, speaker, and domestic violence expert. lovetapbook.com is the website, and you can fill out an inquiry also, and I will do my best to get back with any information that you might need.
Wonderful. Now, speaking of your book, tell us a little bit about that. Oh, Radio Angel done cued me. After this commercial, can you tell us a little bit about your book? And I know that it's coming out in a few days, if I'm not mistaken. But if you can tell us a little bit about your book after this, it will be more helpful. It'll be helpful. We'll be right back after this.
To help me along the way.
I like the song. It kind of makes me feel like I'm on a porch, on a country porch with some hay and some, I don't know, just country. On knee snapping, hand clapping, joyful song. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. We're back here with your host, Lady Quarterback, and we're talking to C. Anderson. I done broke it all up. I done gave you a whole new name. When loving you is wrong, with Miss C. Anderson, not C. E. I done changed the whole name. I done changed the name today, and we're talking about domestic violence, domestic abuse, the different forms. We talk about emotional, physical, financial, mental abuse. We also said that the word domestic means household, so it's not necessarily relationship violence or relationship abuse as it relates to marriage, dating. It can be mother, father, children. It can be roommate. So you want to think of all these areas and all these different situations that you're involved in. And abuse is any form of manipulation. Please know that manipulation is not love. If you've ever felt manipulated, core host, guilty, made to feel guilty about something that you've done or that you've said when you knew in your heart it was out of genuinely love, any type of control or anything, first encounter, is the first red flag, and you need to be mindful of those. And then if it continues, take the necessary steps to end, terminate, and remove yourself from the situation as quickly and as safely as possible. Before we go into asking you about your book, we had a question from our listeners. One of our listeners contacted our radio angel, and the question is bullying a part of, or can it be a form of domestic abuse?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that can be on the part of a parent, a sibling bullying you. I'm treating a client right now whose sister pretty much beat her every day. So just the trauma from sibling abuse is also detrimental. And you'll find that most traitors are in some way or shape or form are bullying. They're exerting their will onto someone else. So I would say absolutely to your listener that asked that question.
And again, that was a great question. Thank you so much for asking that question. Because I didn't even think about bullying, but you're right. After everything that we've talked about this morning, bullying falls right into that. And I would dare say bullying would be the first phase of a developing abuser, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, controlling, making to feel belittled, made to feel low, all of those different things. Bullying would be the first stage. And again, we talk about the victim, and I know it's so important to talk about the victim, but in most cases, as she identified, there are two types of abusers. There are those that are, I'm going to make it plain, what can I say? Those that know abuse with knowing or intentional abusers, and then those that are unintentional abusers. Just so that you can kind of understand that there are two types of abusers, which makes a lot of sense. Those that manipulate for self-gain just because they can or they know that they are, you know, and they just do it. They seek prey. They study you. They seek you down, and then they reel you in, and then you're caught in a web. And then those are those that are probably those that abuse people that are unconsciously abusers because they are emotionally, mentally, physically, or financially damaged within themselves, so they use it. You know, they just kind of act out in this way, and then before you know it, they become abusers, and then they're person that they're involved with are now victims of the outcome of what they are pushing on the person in the relationship. Mm-hmm. So we want to really, really be mindful, really be mindful in this day and age. If you read the news or look on the internet, there are so many men and women that are killing children and themselves because of abuse, a form of abuse, whether they're the abuser or the victim. You want to make sure, I want everyone to be safe. I want everyone to be happy. I want everyone to have a content and peaceful life, especially those around me. But these are some of the things that we need to look out for ourselves. And again, don't discard any red flag. Like, we'll be joking about it. Girl, he had came home today, girl. He was so upset. Like, he just threw the glass across the room. I was like, that's not funny. Like, you know, we want to make light of it because in our own psyche, we don't want to believe that this person could possibly.
That's a defense mechanism. So I'm glad that you brought that up. A lot of times, especially, and I'll speak to the African-American listeners, because I'm African-American. So we make up disproportionately a third of DV victim. That's unacceptable. It's unacceptable to be a victim, period, but there's a reason that we make up only 12% of the population and more than 33% of the victims, because culturally there are things that are traumatic to us that we either sweep under the rug, that we use humor to deal with, that we guilt ourselves into believing that we're not worthy. This is what we do. Mama did it, grandma did it, auntie did it. Why am I any different? And it's time for us as a community to stop accepting this, to stop accepting it in the church, because many, many churches turn a blind eye. I had a client come in last week for treatment to say that a pastor who counseled on the side, which is absolutely not recommended. You have to go to the life to be able to counsel. And he told her that the reason she was being isolated from her family and friends, which is a huge red flag that I also discussed in my book, Love That, that it was her fault. He loved her. That was just what he had to do because he loved her so much. And that the relationship problems were her fault. And this is a clergyman. In the African-American community, we're more likely to go and seek help with clergymen and our ministry leaders and our folks in the church or our primary care physician before we seek help from a therapist. So I just want to encourage our listeners, even those that they come into contact with, because they can get resource help for their family, that if you are in a situation that is anything but love, that is anything similar to what we discussed here today, that you seek help in a place that will encourage you to be your best. Because if you are with someone, sorry, that's the enemy. Coming for my throat. So you are in a situation and you are being abused. The Bible doesn't want that. Christ wants your spouse to love you like he loves them. And he's not abusive or manipulative. So I would ask you to truly delve into your word.
Right. And then know who you are. Also know who you are and what you really want. For me, I had to step back and deal with my own emotional, mental issues and challenges, and just had to be really real about that for myself, to identify it within myself so that, you know, I can identify it externally. I have to identify it internally as well.
Absolutely.
You know, and it really starts there, because when you do that, you'll know what you're capable of putting up with, what you don't put up with, what you'll accept, what you won't accept, and all of those different things, and know that it's okay. You know, another thing I'm going to say in closing as we kind of wrap up a little bit, is that we can't save everybody. Please know that you,
right.
as a matter of fact, you can't save nobody. Your job is not to save people. And a lot of us go in, especially you hit it on the head, Christians, believers, those of us that are faith-based, believe that we have this powerful thing and that we can save everybody. So we
mm-hmm.
consciously will enter into a situation or a relationship that we should not be in, thinking I can pray them through. I can, if I just
mm-hmm.
take them to church, if I know
mm-hmm.
if a person is damaged and a person cannot and don't want to be saved, that is
mm-hmm.
not your job. Pray for them
mm-hmm.
and leave them where they at. And it will save you a whole lot of heartache, a whole lot of, you know, stuff. Just not being in those situations. Ms. Anderson, we appreciate your time this morning. We thank you so much for your insight, so much for sharing with us all of the wisdom and knowledge that you have. For me, it has been insightful, and I pray that it is very helpful for the rest of our community here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope, because it is a very sensitive, serious thing that we're dealing with in this day and age, and it's domestic abuse. We're not just going to say violence. We're going to say abuse, because violence will have us thinking physical. Abuse is something totally different, and it covers a lot. So with that being said, we thank you so much for your time, ma'am. Is there anything you would like to say in closing?
I just want to say thank you so much for doing this. You would be surprised, or maybe you wouldn't be surprised, Lady Quarterback, because you're so knowledgeable in this field, but you'd be surprised how many doors I have to kick in to beg and plead to get this message out. People are dying while we're hiding. So I thank you for giving me this opportunity and this platform to spread this word to the men and women in your listening area. And again, my website is lovetapsbook.com. That's LoveTapsBook.com. C Anderson, CE, one word, Anderson, on Facebook. I'm also C Anderson Live on Twitter and Instagram. And if anyone has any questions, please reach out. I will do my best, of course, to get appropriate information, whether phone numbers or legislation in your area. Please help the best that I can. God bless you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you again for that. Community, please.
I need to
uh-oh.
Interrupt. I'm
Radio
so,
Angel
so sorry.
Has something to say. Wonderful. Okay.
I have to say that we have a caller with their hand up. I didn't want to, what you call it. So we're going to open up the lines because we do have a caller. We're so sorry, guys, that we didn't open up the lines earlier. It's just that this information is so good. It was so enriching. So, but we have a listener, so I'm going to open up the line right now. And the listener, the caller's back numbers are 8796. First numbers are 903. Caller, your line is open. You may talk.
Good morning. I am elated that you all did this call. My name is Ms. Myra Smith-Fry, and I have a question as it relates to racism. How does that fit in with abuse and domestic violence?
Oh, it's so funny because about a week ago, I was driving and I asked God, I said, why would you give me two passions, which is a heart for victims of DV, and then also those that are disenfranchised, particularly African-Americans. And he said, you pretty much went through the same thing. And I finally got it. I've been asking that question for years, and I'm going to tell you why your question is so important. As African-Americans, the way that you enslave a people is you take them away from what they've known. So we were traded from our homeland of Africa and the Middle East. And then you put them in a place that is foreign, and then you start to isolate them and take away their cultural and normative identity. So their language, their tradition, you separate them from their family, you take them from their children, you separate husband and wife. Those are all things that were done to prepare the African people to be enslaved in what is now the United States of America. That's our history. That's fact. And we know that racism is a residual, and that's about power. Racism is power. Racism is not prejudice. Prejudice is I don't like you because. Racism is the implementation of one's power to control. So racism says, I don't like you because you're black, and I'm in a place of power to prevent you from moving into this neighborhood, from getting this job, from getting this loan. That's racism. Racism is power and control. Now, what is domestic violence but power and control? We know that domestic violence comes in many, many forms, not violence all the time. It's power and control over another human being. So you take them from their job, you isolate them from their friends, their family, you take away their traditions, their hobbies. She can't run anymore. I put the treadmill in the house, so you can't go out anymore. You don't need to talk to your mom anymore. She doesn't like me. She's trying to break us up. That isolation. And then you implement your plan to enslave her or him, that power and control. So in my opinion, they are very much connected and almost one and the same. One is on a larger scale.
Mm-hmm.
Macro, and one is micro.
Micro.
Does that
answer
your question?
Yes. I was actually going to piggyback off of that, Myra, that I was actually thinking about that as well. And, you know, I'm a definition person, so I had to look it up to get a real understanding. But I totally, totally agree. And it's so interesting because until that question was asked within this venue or this topic thing, you never would put them two together. You know, we never put them together. And like you said, one is micro and one is macro. So that is such an eye-opening question to help us think even deeper. I believe that's where it all starts from, too. It starts from racism, and it just went from external to internal, from the race to the home. And abuse is still abuse. So that was a great, awesome question. Wonderful answer, Ms. Anderson. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was so excited. I get excited, people.
No problem.
I get so excited. And now I'm laughing because I'm thinking about what I just said. And I didn't do it intentionally, I promise. I apologize. I apologize. Right. I apologize. I don't even know where to go from here. Radio Angel, are you there? I know she's probably working the board.
I am here working the board. Just you know what? That was really a good question. I mean, really good. Because it makes me think of shameless plug, but Netflix has a new series that came out last week called 13. I don't know if anybody, yes, and I looked at it immediately when it popped up. And just as Ms. Anderson was talking about just being able to separate the conquer, those are not the words she used, but basically that's really was to break it down, to take under control, this film reflects what you guys were just talking about, bringing that question up, the question that Ms. Myra Fry brought up. So, yeah, if you haven't seen 13, it's on Netflix. If you don't have Netflix, they have it. You can get a 30-day subscription for free just to try it out, just to see this. And it's probably going to be on YouTube, too, shortly
of
after.
Course.
But if you got a friend that got Netflix, check it out. Because this is, you're right, we would have never thought of abuse because we think of it as in, first of all, people think of it as in just a relationship, man and woman, an intimate mm-hmm. relationship. They don't go past the whole thought of maybe it was your mother, you know, because my mother made me smell the belt. I don't know about nobody else's mama, but that was daggone abuse right there. Let me smell this belt. And number 10, you up, now you want to smell it again. You know what I'm saying? Didn't even tell me what was wrong. Didn't sit down and try to explain it to me as a child. Just smell the belt, get the whipping, and go on about your business. You know what I'm saying? So people don't really think of it in those whole things. And people don't think of it in the emotional or the psychological. And I'm so happy that you have this book out. I mean, it's so funny because we have a mutual friend. Her name is Candace Briggs, and she had posted up the book. She had posted up a trailer of your book, and what happened was mm-hmm. I had saw the trailer, and I was like, oh, look at Candace. And I immediately posted it in my PIP woman's group. And then we were talking, and mind you, I posted every single thing, but I did not realize that it was a book. If that makes sense. I know you're like, what? And then I went back, and me and Kansas was talking and so on and so forth, and she was like, yeah, because I was reading in Ms. Anderson's book, and then I what? Did I have to go back to the post? And I was like, oh, my God, that's a book. See how bad? We so bad with posting stuff. We just post up stuff because it's good stuff, you know, and I was just like, what? So she started to begin to talk to me, and I was just like, oh, my God, we got to have her on the show. So that's why we reached out to her, because I'm like, well, I can't wait to get into the book, because Kansas already was like, yo, this book is thebomb.com all day, every day. I was like, what?
Thank you.
I was like, I ordered two of them, one for me and one for a friend. What the heck? So we do encourage each and every one of you to go to our Morning Glory International Voices of Hope page, which is, that's not the whole name. Y'all already know I always get it wrong. The Morning Glory IBO Hope. And check out, there's a link up there. It's going to be the link up there. It's going to be a cover of the page so you guys can go there and order the book. The book is only $12.99. Come on now. Let me tell you something. That's good spending. That's good spending. Hello, good spending. So come on over to our page. Even check out PIP Women Rock. We're going to have it up on our page as well. And for those who are in the forum, it's going to be up there so you guys can actually clip onto it and get the book. Come on now. I'm sorry, Ms. Anderson. I got to plug this out here. Ms. Anderson is a playwright. She's a playwright. Did I say that right? A playwriter. There we go. She writes plays. She does small films, short films and stuff like that. I had the honor of actually seeing one of her films this past summer. Well, not summer, but I think it was early part. What I'm talking about, that was March. There wasn't no sun out there. Well, in Alabama, there's always sun. But
yeah.
I had the honor of being in her presence and seeing her film. This woman is magnificent. I mean, we're only talking about one aspect of her right now today, but she is a phenomenal woman to actually follow. So, as she said, C.E.C. Anderson, go on and check her out on Facebook and all the social medias, because this is definitely an asset for you to connect with. So you've only saw one face of her, but she has many faces, many talents, many skills, and she is a child of God. So she's bringing it from the belly of God to you. So it's not going to come to you tampered in any form or fashion. So, Ms. Anderson, now that I went off track a little bit, but hey, these things happen on reality radio. So, Lady Quarterback, I'm going to give the field back to you. You know, I'm going to go bench it again. I'm going back on the bench. And I'm going to give the mic back to you.
Do you ever, ever get off the bench? I don't think so. Oh, with that being said, we thank you so much for your time. I don't even know what to do because Radio Angel has done everything that I was supposed to do. So, with that being said, we'll be right back after this.
so sorry about that. I was so thrown off. This is Radio Angel. I'm trying to find a commercial for us to listen to. Oh, my God. Hold your horses. We have a commercial coming right now.
Mr. Kim, inviting you to a Westgate family vacation where you and your loved ones can enjoy a luxurious amenities and accommodations that were built just for you because they definitely have your family in mind. I just need you to submit.
Did you know that your body is made up of mostly water?
We can't live without it.
Delicious.
I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my water. And the best part, water's free.
Juice and soda are dessert.
That's why we choose water first. Water helps us stay alive. Have some water, give me five. I can't live without my water. Water is the drink for me. I can't live without my water. And the best part, water's free.
Water is the best choice all the time
for kids of every age.
Learn more at zubertubers.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Radio Angel. Oh, my goodness, did we not get filled this morning so far with all the wonderful information that we received and just giving us insight in what abuse is in different areas in which we would have never thought. So as we go on, I have the pleasure of introducing our chairperson, which is Minister Kemp. She is on assignment right now, but she wanted to tune in so that she would be able to give you a word, real talk behind the collar, real issues, real people. Let's see if she's, let's see if we can patch her in. Minister Kim?
Good morning. Good morning, Radio
excellent.
Angel.
Good morning. Good,
good morning,
morning,
everyone.
So happy that you could pop in. So I'm going to fall back and let you take over the segment.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I just want to shout out to our very own co-host, Lady Quarterback Rush. Amen. Congratulations. We were able to see the video as you accepted your responsibility, accountability as the Senator Student Government Body. I am so proud of you. Awesome, awesome. You're doing wonderful things in the Delaware community, and we are here in New York to support you any way that we can. I want to thank God for our guest today, C.E. Anderson. Oh, my goodness, did she not make a connection? That was so awesome. I'm getting text messages like, oh, my God, thank you for the show. It was an eye-opener. So this is what we do here. We give you resources, amen, to give you that eye-opener so that you can educate someone else. And right now I'm going to talk about real talk, amen, because we got some real people and some real issues going on. As we know that this month deals with breast cancer awareness as well as domestic violence that we have here today. But I want to talk about the Word of God, which relates to suffering, amen. Suffering. Have you ever seen suffering as a part where you just like, Lord, God, when is enough? I've had enough. I don't want to go through this, amen. I don't want to be beat up any longer. I don't want to go through radiation or chemotherapy. I don't want them to tell me again that the cancer came back. It's suffering and it's pain. But if you ever look at whatever situation that you're in and say, Lord, you brought me here, you will bring me through it. Real people, amen, with real issues, we all have them, but it's the way that we look at our situations and the circumstances, the people that God has us around. So I want to read this insert to you. This is what God is saying to us today. Be prepared to suffer for me in my name. All suffering has meaning in my kingdom. Pain and problems are opportunities to demonstrate your trust in me. Bearing your circumstances bravely, even thanking me for them,
is one of the highest forms of praise. I need to reiterate that to someone. I know your circumstances look bleak. I know you don't want to go through no pain any longer. But trust me, God is saying praise him. Get up in the morning every day. Say, Lord, I will bless you at all times. There's a praise that continues to be in my mouth. I know you're going to get this. I know that you're going to get me out of this. I know that this is going to be a testimony for someone else. I know that there is something for me to learn out of this situation. This sacrifice that you're going through is not in vain. God sees your pain. He hears you when you cry in the midnight hour. We just need you, as we talk about real issues, for you to praise God in the midst of it. God is sending angels, warring angels, to fight the battle for you. You just got to be on the wall. What is the wall? The wall of prayer. Get into your posture of prayer and seek the face of the Lord. God bless you. Have an awesome Saturday, and we'll be back next week on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Radio Angel, let's go higher. Thank you so much.
Hello, hello, everybody. It's me, Radio Angel, once again. Well, well, well. This is the section where we talk about what's going on in the community. Listen, everybody, if you have something going on in your community, feel free to inbox us on Facebook or send us an email at hope@themorningglory.org. hope@themorningglory.org. Listen, we want to be able to support you like you have supported us over these past 8 years. So make sure you send your information in. You already know we have over 70,000 listeners. We have them in California. We have them in the Philippines. We have them in Nigeria. We have them right here in New York. So it doesn't matter where your event is happening or whatever it is that you want to get out to the community, we are the people to come to. So this is our section where we talk about what's going into the community. As you all know, we do have a prayer line that happens Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. This is Eastern Standard Time, everybody, Eastern Standard Time. So the call-in number is 641-715-3630, and the passcode is 100-3997, hashtag, or pound, as they say. So join us each and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for Brushes for Your Soul with Minister Kim E. Underwood. All right, all right. What else is happening in the community? As you all know, we have a new player on our team, Tracy Brown, and she has her own show talking about a lot of different things, finances right on up to spirituality. And her show is on Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, everybody, I need y'all to go to our Facebook page, which is The Morning Glory, IVO Hope, and you'll find all the information that you need on our Facebook page, as well as our website, themorningglory.org, themorningglory.org, for all the information in regards to the show. The show is tomorrow at 8 p.m. Come to our Facebook page, and all the information is there, as well as on our website. Also, hey, everybody, if you are looking to get into real estate, yes, yes, meet me next Thursday, the M&M, sorry about that, I totally forgot who, what the group name was, the M&M Project Inc. program is actually hosting a call next week, and the information is on our Facebook page, The Morning Glory IVO Hope. It is there so that you're able to actually get the information. This is a free call, so you guys can jump on the call, register, and come through and get some information on real estate, how to build your portfolio, or should I say your legacy, with that. As well as PIP Women Rock, we always have a lot of great things happening in the month of December. We are going to have a game party. Yay! We're teaming up with the Power Players to bring you a game party, and that will be December 9th. All information will be on the Facebook page, themorningglory.org. Wait a minute, that was the website. Sorry about that, guys. On our Facebook page, those will be on the website as well and on our Facebook page. Hey, quarterback, you got anything? You got anything happening?
No.
Oh, congratulations
happened.
On becoming a Senate.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, how could I forget? Hello, Lady Quarterback is going to be on the Tracy Brown Show tomorrow. So I thank everybody who came last week when I was on there, but this week, Lady Quarterback will be on the Tracy Brown.
Yes. Talking about
so you get her
vision.
Double doses this weekend of the Lady Quarterback here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope and on the Tracy Brown Show. So, anything else that you have happening in the hood in your area?
Nothing happening in my area of Baltimore, not Delaware, Minister Kim. Minister Kim put me in Delaware. I'm in Baltimore. But, nope, we're all good over here. But I'm glad that I have a place to, you know, kind of voice that. So that makes me feel good this morning.
Excellent. Forgot about the making of the moguls, the making of the moguls. We had a guest on in the early part of this month. Darlene A. Anderson, and she's having the Making of the Moguls 2017 held April 1st right here in New York. This is the actual New York event. So you can go to our webpage, and the information will be there as well. PIP is going to be there because we're actually a sponsor of the program, as well as we're going to be vending there. So we're going to be giving out information on how to connect with PIP at that event. So that's Making of the Moguls, 2007, April 1st, 2017. If you have missed anything that we've stated here, just go to our webpage. You can go to our website, but you can catch us up on Facebook at The Morning Glory, IVO Hope. And I think that's it. Now, remember, if you have something going on in your community, please, please, please make sure you email us at hope@themorningglory.org or inbox us on Facebook so that we can get your information out as quickly as possible. All right, we'll be back.
This has been a phenomenal, phenomenal show today. Again, as always, I am so honored to be a part of this family, to be a part of this community. It is such a blessing. I'm just speechless right now. But right now,
We're going to have plays from the quarterback, and that's me. Just going to leave you with a couple of things that has been in my spirit all week. And that is, I had a conversation with my fiance yesterday, and we were talking about how, you know, situations and things happen in your life, and you get to a place where you evolve. And a part of us want to go back to being who and how we used to be. But the reality is that person does not exist. It doesn't exist because you changed your mind. Your situations have changed. Your experience have changed. Your environment may have changed. So the person that you were before is no longer there. So one of the challenges could be that you're coming across in your life as you're developing, evolving, and growing, is that you're trying to be something that you're not, or you're trying to be something that you can't be anymore. Today, I encourage you to embrace the new you, to thank God for a clean slate, the ability to do it over, the ability to start over. I know in my life I've said, if I had the chance to do it all over, I'll do this differently. But when I got the chance, I tried to go back to what was comfortable. I tried to be the person that I knew because I knew that person. I knew what she was going to do when she was going to do it. Today, I encourage you to embrace the new you. The Bible tells us that trials come to make you stronger. They don't come to take you out. So with that newfound strength, go ahead and develop, evolve, and be the person that God intended you to be in this season and in this time of your life. Don't fight the process. I know it's uncomfortable. I know it's uneasy. Uncharted territories are always scary because you don't know what you're going to do, what you're going to come up against. But know that if you've made it through that trial, that you've come out stronger. So whatever you're faced with, the person that you are to be, it's much stronger, much knowledgeable, has much more wisdom than the person that you left behind. Don't be afraid to leave that old person behind, even if that old person were you. This has been Lady Quarterback with Plays from the Quarterback here on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. We'll be right back after this.
Brothers and sisters, feeling real good, cause it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta
live out my dreams so I can be what He meant for me. Not just for me, but so they can see much more of Him and less of me.
Right before I die, I gotta
love my enemies.
Everybody, I'm so upset with myself because I did not play the intro to Quarterback, Lady Quarterback. So because this is reality radio and we can always go back, I'm just going to play it and then she can go on and do whatever she wants to because I love her intro.
Oh.
Defense!
Okay, now you can go and do whatever you want to do. I was so upset because I was just like, oh, I forgot to play it. And I love her intro. So because this is reality radio, we can always go back and do it over. And so therefore,
I love it.
I put the song on, the intro at the end. So at this point, I'm going to decrease and Lady Quarterback after you.
I love this community. I love, love, love this community. Where could you find a community where you can laugh, cry, be serious, laugh, cry, and laugh again with no judgment all the time? Just consistent, just consistent. I love it, love it. Thank you, Radio Angel, for my intro. I love it. It gets me hyped, proper for Lady Quarterback herself. Well, we've had an awesome show today, and that's actually a wonderful way to end the show. Oh, no, I know. But we'll be back next Saturday, so, hey, tune in, tune in. With that being said, do you you need some prayer? Everybody needs prayer. Prayer is a weapon, and we here on the show, in the community, we believe in the power of prayer and in the book of John 14, 12, 13. So you can call us up during our broadcast at any time. If we've said anything on the show, if we've touched something, if something has pricked your heart and your spirit during one of our many topics and things, interrupt us. Don't be ashamed. Raise your hand. Press number one. Do whatever it is that you need to do to get our attention. No interruption is a bad interruption, especially if you need prayer. So feel free to call us during our show or broadcast, or go to our Facebook page, send us an inbox message, and we'll pray for you. We'll make sure that we keep your name, situation, and concern up before the Lord. We never want to leave the broadcast without giving you an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So those of you that would like to pray the prayer with me and ask the Lord to come into your heart, please clear your minds at this time and repeat after me. Lord, I am a sinner falling from your grace. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord over my life, and I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. Lord, I ask you to come into my heart today, direct my every step, and teach me your ways. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. There, it won't be easy. You're into the family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Keep God before you at all times. Stay in your word. Stay in prayer. Most of all, be honest with yourself about the things that you're dealing with, the situations that you're dealing with, because at the end of the day, you can't hide from God. He sees all and he knows all. So why not just give it to him for real, not just expect him to take it, but willfully give him your situations and allow him to work on your behalf so that you can remain in grace and mercy. If you've missed anything, any portion of any of our shows, and you need a refill, you know, we got links all over the web, all over everywhere. So you can Google the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope and something will pop up. Click on the link and it will take you directly to what you need. Reach out to us, you know, call us, whatever you need to do. Know that our community is an open community. No problem is too big. No problem is too small. No issue is too grand. Nothing is taboo. You should not be embarrassed about anything, because this is a community development that endeavors to be a community of love, hope, and faith. And our mission is to serve God and demonstrate his love through strengthening families and people. We are a community. We are God's community, and you are a part of it. So feel free at any time to contact us and reach out to us. We thank you so much for your support today. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for listening to the archives. We thank you for everything that you've done, your prayers and your concerns. Have a great, great day, a wonderful week, and go in God. Love you. Peace.
Thank you for tuning in to listen to the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. Connect with us on our social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope. Remember, no matter what you have going on in your life, never lose your hope. God bless.